Good morning. Today is Daf Dalet Masechet Chagiga. We got up to the bottom of Amud Beis, and we're up to the explanation of the Mishnah regarding the Ptur of the Shoteh. Tana Rabbana, this is one line above the wider lines. Tana Rabbana, a Zehu Shoteh. How exactly would we define a Shoteh? Well, somebody would be Yotze Yechidi Balayla, he goes out alone at night. V'alan Bebet HaKvarot, sleeps over in the cemetery. Mikareyat Ksuto, tears his clothing. Itmar, Ravuna Omerache Kulam Bevatachad. Ravuna says this is only if all of those symptoms are present. Rabbi Yochanan says even one symptom. Now, this is a little bit strange. We'll see more about it as we go. But if the person is acting like a madman, so then, I mean, what's the difference? What do we need a specific symptom? Certainly, to say that we need all three symptoms, I mean, I feel b'chodanami. The point is, if somebody is clearly insane, he's insane. It doesn't matter whether it's limited to one particular strange behavior. That itself is insanity. Though we'll discuss a very interesting psak halakha of Reb Meisha about exactly that issue of monomania. But here we're assuming that a state of insanity can be defined by one clearly incomprehensible behavior by rational standards. If he's doing this in a way that appears just weird, and there's no reason for it, so then what's the difference? I mean, how could Rehuda possibly say you need to have all three of them? From here, the Rishonim conclude that it doesn't mean these particular symptoms, obviously. It's anything strange. It's bringing weird behaviors. I mean, but there's plenty of other weird behaviors. The one that actually Rav Moshe had to paskin about was somebody who was afflicted with Jerusalem syndrome, who had to give his wife a get because she just couldn't live with it. And the question is, was he kosher to give a get? I mean, he was absolutely convinced he was the Messiah, who was going around trying to save the world all the time. And with everything else, it was completely rational. With his job and everything was fine. You know, so she insisted on getting a get. The question is, could he give a get? And here, we'll discuss this in a moment after we see the tzedim of the machlokas. This is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even one of them. Ask the Gemara Hechidami. What could the machlokas be referring to? If he's acting insanely in a way that's incomprehensible, if he seems to have a clear method to what he's doing, so well, we don't know, but maybe he's digging for treasure. I mean, I don't know, but he certainly doesn't seem crazy. He goes out there, he's got a sleeping bag, he carries a bag of tools. I mean, so then that's not derech shtut. So, I mean, then that would be true about anything. I mean, if he does 100 things that are insane, and he's doing them clearly with a method, I mean, maybe he's doing some kind of weird experiment. I mean, but why should I assume he's nuts? If he doesn't appear to be acting in a strange way, he's just doing things that I can't explain. So then it doesn't make sense. You can add up as many symptoms as you want. Says the Gemara, Le'olam Dekavid Lu Derech Shtus. He is weird. There's no question about it. He's not just doing it, he's acting incomprehensibly. The point is that any particular single symptom listed above, we can explain away. And you know how you get this kind of, this is a very practical issue because it comes up all the time. People seem definitely to be off. And you'll speak to someone and he'll explain that particular thing. And I'll say, but that's because. And then he'll give you a whole because and it seems possible. But then there's another thing that's weird. So if you explain that one also, it isn't really that he's weird, but there gets to be a point where the most elegant explanation is that he's off his rocker. And that this doesn't make sense to keep giving explanations. That, says Ravun, is exactly what's going on over here. You can have a weird symptom, but there is an explanation. And for instance, he's doing this derech shtut. So let's say he's lan bebet hakvarot. He's absolutely crazy. Who goes out and sleeps in the graveyards at night? So, but I could say that the guy's dabbling in black magic. So as part of his Hogwarts training, he's supposed to be going out and sleeping in a graveyard and learn to deal with the ghosts. I don't don't know. I mean, it sounds a little crazy, but I mean, you can imagine. Guy doesn't have to be off his rocker to do such a thing. Or if he's going out, Yotzi Yechidi Balayla, goes around walking around at night, doing absolutely nothing. I'm a Gandrifus Achte. I mean, he may have been basically seized by, Rashi says, a bout of depression, and he needs to get out. He's feeling very confined. Or maybe, Rashi says, maybe he's even just overheated, and he needs to cool off. Sometimes people just feel overwhelmed. So maybe. And the Kareya Ksuto, he's tearing his clothing. I mean, he may be a deep thinker, you know. I'm a Baal Machshavas, you know. But that's the Yeshivish of Baal Machshavas. He's a big Baal Machshavas. He's tearing his clothes. All right, so he's got a lot of things on his thinking, and he's not paying attention to what he's doing. So he's a little bit of an absent-minded professor, but it doesn't mean he's completely off his rocker. But if he does all three of them, kivan davdina lekulo, so then we have a klal, very fascinating klal, which goes as a fundamental pillar of science, which is that we always look for an elegant explanation rather than an ill. You can always give ad hoc explanations no matter how many phenomena there are. But once you get to three phenomena, you have to search for a common denominator. And in this case, the common denominator is that he's crazy. And the source for that is the amazing halacha of the din of Ashar Mu'ad. You can always explain the behavior of the shark. Okay? On this particular day, he went and gored someone because the guy was wearing red. The next day, he went and gored somebody because he had a terrible headache. The next day, he gored someone. It was a very hot day. You keep coming up with these explanations, but certainly he's normally a very happy and placid shark. By the way, there was actually a mice like this yesterday in the news. A guy shot a dog that had attacked two women. And of course, in Kibbutz Balashita. So naturally, the police, I mean, you shoot a dog. I mean, that's almost as bad as shooting an Arab. I mean, so they call him the dog. I mean, they call him the guy. And so he says, that first attacked this woman. I came and chased her away with a stick, and then I called the nurse to help the woman that attacked the nurse, and I couldn't get, then it wasn't running away from the stick, so I had to shoot it, whatever. So the owner of the dog comes and complains to the police. What do you think? I'm going to shoot my dog. My dog is generally a very placid, happy dog, wouldn't hurt a fly. It happens to be that it was just today that yesterday it had pups, so it was feeling very, was out of sorts. There's always an explanation. Good. So the halacha is over there. We have a classic case where a shor, one day is nogeach a shor. One day is nogeach a chamor, and one day is nogeach a gamal. So let's say 3 days straight he had been nogeach a shor. So then we would only have a mu'ad for shorim. If the next day he now goes ahead and attacks a human, what does one have to do with the other? I mean, if he attacks another animal, what does one have? Maybe he just doesn't like other shors. I mean, they're competitors, you know, but he's certainly not going to be bothered by rabbits. But if one day he kills one species, another day another species, and another day a third species, then there's an elegant explanation. He's a misspeciist, and that's all there is to it. So therefore, here too, this guy is showing different symptoms. For every one of them, we have an explanation. But let's look for the elegant explanation and say he's completely mad. So therefore, says Rav Huna, I need to do that. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says searching out explanations for mad behavior is not necessary. And that if there's a behavior that seems to be completely outside of the norm, it's more correct to assume insanity than it is to look for another explanation, unless, of course, you know something. Omer of Papa, Ishmiele Ravuna. Had Ravuna heard the following bright, Otetanya, Ezehu Shote, Zehama Abed Ko Mashinotrimlo. Who is a bad man? Somebody who loses anything that you give him. Of course, by this standard, all of our children are completely off their rockers. So, according to this, only one symptom is sufficient, right? It's Mabiko Mishnah. So, Abihadabe Ravuna would have had Charota, because he certainly wouldn't have argued on the Braita and said, well, you know, maybe the guy's losing everything because he's a deep Baal Machshavas and he can't keep his mind on the little things in life, like $100 bills. Iboilo. No, but that's the point. That's what the Rishonim say. Even a very limited Mishigas is enough. But that's what I want to discuss with Ramesh in a moment. Ask the Gemara, Iboilo, ki avihadabe mi mikareach zuto hu da avihadabe? Tadanyalaha, remember there's one of the three that was listed, which is very similar to this. And that, well, one of the three was, he's tearing his clothing. Tearing his clothing, we said maybe he's like a deep thinker and he's just twisting it around his finger. And tearing on is not that he set out to tear his clothing. He's involved in higher world. So this is similar to ma'abiko ma'ashenotlimlo, because the same type of explanation, the same type of behavior. So is that different than the other symptoms? It's a more universal symptom? Or are we saying, on the contrary, since they were all listed together, then we're saying it doesn't have to be a drastic symptom. Even any particular symptom of something that is outside of the norm would be enough to be koveya that he's insane. Would Ravuna have had charata from all of these? Take it. Now that remains hanging. So here was the case by Rav Moshe, where the guy was convinced that he was the Messiah, and his wife insisted on a get, and the shaila was he allowed to give a get? Or did he have a din of a shaita? Because even though he's completely normal in every other thing, there was no way to dissuade him of his absolute surety that he was the Messiah, and he would go out and he would save people and help people, whatever. Fine. I mean, around here, that's the norm. there's social norms, you know. So, Rav Moshe came up with an amazing and very, very controversial heter. He was matir, the guy to give him that, the get. And what he said was, he brought many rias actually from Yerushalmi on this again, and a lot of other sugyas as well. But he made a very fascinating diuk from the Rambam. The Rambam brings the din of that explains what is a shaita, brings this Gemara in Hilchot Edut. And in Hilchot Edut, witnesses, as a children of witness, a witness can't be insane. So he brings this Gemara, and he says the most fascinating thing. He says, even if the insanity is limited to a very particular small issue, he's not kosher for Avis. Why? And he gives a why. Why is he not kosher for Avis? Because he's not included in the fiyah of a mitzvah. And the din of an aid is dependent on a fiyah of a mitzvah, because it's not that we believe witnesses anyway. It's just that the Torah told us to accept witnesses that are chayav to mitzvahs, even though we don't, it's not a question of our level of belief in them. As the Rambam explains to us, it's a gzeiras hakasa. Why should anybody who's analyzed the believability of eyewitnesses recognizes that it's almost a joke. If you have 10 eyewitnesses, they all saw something else. And nonetheless, the Torah says, okay, accept the witnesses, accept two people. But he has to be chayav and mitzvahs. That he's not chayav and mitzvahs. So Rav Moshe said, the guy's a shaita. If you, first of all, why is it Dafka Nilchas Hayda? Rambam is bringing the mitzvahs. No, Gayo, call him mitzvahs, but Torah. He already gave a call. Somebody's not in mitzvahs, man. Ella, the pshat is, and secondly, what does he have to give that? I mean, if the guy is insane, he's insane. I mean, how can we believe what he says? If this is a definition of insanity across the board, so then it's insanity across the board. You're going to say, you know whether his particular atis was mushpa from his insanity? How do you know? I mean, what do we know about the workings of a brain to say a guy who's holach v'lam bebetak farot, that he's being made, that so-and-so owes so-and-so $10, maybe one has to do the other? How do we know? This time he's crazy. The person who's crazy can't be believed. No, it's exeris akosis, the five mitzvahs. Says Rav Moshe, based on that, he has many other rayas, that the Rambam is learning that there's two completely different dinim in a shaita. This idea of monomania is only a ptur for mitzvahs. Why would it be a ptur from anything that is dependent overall in ability to deal with that issue, such as a get, kinyonim, and so on? A person needs to make a kinyon. Does he have a kinyon? What is he? Doesn't have a kinyon because he goes to the Islam to bet akvarot, and all day long he does multi-million-dollar deals, and they're always great deals, but he can't sign a check because he's Islam to bet akvarot. Why not? Well, where was the Torah Mechadish that a person can't have one issue? So when it comes to mitzvahs, they're the Torah and Akinami. The mitzvahs are all interrelated. It's impossible to have a human being that's not shaykh to all mitzvahs to be shaykh in some mitzvahs. So something's wrong with his mind, so he doesn't have the complete framework for mitzvahs, so forget about it. But kinyanim, where's there a framework for kinyanim? Therefore, gittin, kiddushin, and so on, which are dinim in kinyanim, he says, you'll notice the Rambam never mentions there this dinim v'shaita. So there, as long as he's capable of dealing, I mamish know somebody like this. I literally know somebody who's completely, totally off his rocker, and he's a very successful lawyer when it comes to kinyanim. But, I mean, he's a pathological liar. He's had no anything that he says has, no, I'm saying, the pathology, really, I mean, he makes up things as he goes. And everybody knows it. I mean, all the other lawyers know it, but he's completely off his mind. But when it comes to kinyon, he can make kinyon. Why not make kinyon? Says Rav Moshe, Hachinami, it's still completely different than it. Very interesting. So, Mamela, this sukkah is limited to the Ptur from mitzvahs, specifically. The next case that we had in the Mishnah was a tumtum and androgynous. Tana Rabbanan. We know that the Torah tells us, Shalosh pamim bashana yera'eh kol zechurcha. Now, it could have said, yera'eh zechar, El Pnei Adon Hashem. And that would have meant every Zohar. I mean, what a Zohar is one Zohar, not another Zohar. Every Zohar as well. So first of all, you have Zechurcha. Whatever that's supposed to add. Certainly don't need a miyat that Goyim aren't chayim. So all the Torah is given to Yisrael. So what is Zechurcha supposed to mean? And what is Kol Zechurcha supposed to mean? So Tana Rabbanan. When it says Zechur, first, that's Motzias HaNashim. Now remember, right here we have a Machlokas, the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Major Machlokas, which as I pointed out, didn't say on the recording, as I repeat, that the Seder of the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, is dependent in precisely that issue. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says that the din of Hakol Chayavim Dafka includes Nashi, which is amazing, isn't it? In the midst of Sesheshes Mangorma, but we learn it out of Hakel. Hakel, it says, Anashim Vataf. So yesterday in the Bavli, we also learned, we talked about the Gezer Shava of Re'iyah to Re'iyah by Hakel. Bevol Kozuchu Chalir Ot. So therefore, says the Yerushalmi, women are chayavis. And when it says the question of here the Ramazan that a woman is potter chutz min anashim, that's according to those who argue on Ben Azai and so on. It talks about Ben Azai holds that a person is mechuyev, you have to teach his daughter Torah, and therefore the cases of Laman Yishmael, Laman Yilmadu, those things don't exclude nashim. Fine. So according to Yerushalmi, Chagiga basically deals with men and women. The Rambam says the reason that Chagiga is placed at the end of the Seder HaMishnah is because women are potter. So since women are potter from Chagiga, it's not a mitzvah that is on everybody like the other inyonim of Seder Mayed. Women are Chayim and Shabbos and Psochim and Rosh Hashanah and Yuma and Sukkah and so on, depending what dinim. But there's Chiyuvim, so Memela. There's also a Masechta about that before, but Chagiga is limited to the din of Zechar, and therefore it's put all the way at the end. Very interesting. But if you learn, that's the Bavli Seder, is to have it at the end, according to most of the Yerushalmi. But in the Yerushalmi, it's clear that Moed Katan is actually the end, and Chagiga is part of the whole Seder of the real Moadim, the Piyuvim of the Moadim, up until Chol HaMoed. That comes from before, as Tosfos pointed out at the end of Moed Katan. So that the, in Afinami, you go and have this reasoning that Moshe. But in any event, the first thing off the top, says the Gemara, that the portion of meaning of Zachur, let's say we say Yerek Zachur, or Kol Zachur, is obviously males are not females, so it's Lotiat Anashim. Why does it say Zachur Cha? Zachur Cha means that it has to be a recognizable male, the way most males are. So that would be Motzi Tumtum Vandroganus. So even though maybe you'd be able to determine, as we'll see later on, the Tumtum, after all, is definitely has a particular sex. He's not hermaphrodite. It's just that we don't know what it is because his genitals are covered. But we could certainly cut him open and find out what he is. This is not a problem. But nonetheless, the very state of tumtumism and androgynism is non-zokhar for you. It's not zokhurcha. Kol zokhurcha, we're adding a chiyev that adds ktani. Now we'll see what that what that means in a moment. Omamar, zachur lotziat anashim. First of all, why do we need a pasuk lotziat anashim? I mean, it's a normal mitzvah that says van gorma. Lomeli kro michti mitzvah that says van gorma. The whole mitzvah that says van gorma. Nashim terot. We have an overall klal that women are pturais from anything that a woman is not chayav. It's no, in this case, I certainly would have thought that women are chayavot, because sakatai tachamina, nelef ria ria mihakel. I would have thought that just like we saw anashim anashim v'ataf, or chayav and hakel, and we had the use of the word bebo le'ra'ot to both places, so I would have thought, let's learn that gzeirah shava, mal halan nashim chayavot, afkan nashim chayavot, kamash malan, that we don't apply the Gezerah Shavah. That part I understand. Now, the next part, Amramar, you said Zechurcha comes to exclude Tumtum Androgynous. I understand an Androgynous. It's trich, because, look, I might have thought, if it wouldn't have been for this pasuk, Zalka Da'atech Amina, Ho Ve'it Leitzad Zachrut. Since He is partially male because he's hermaphrodite, so he has both sets of genitals. So maybe for his male part, he should be chayav. Kamash malam. That the Torah is saying zichurcha, he has to be a standard male, not an abnormal male. And therefore, he's like a birya b'fnei atzmo. He's like a third sex, and he's not acquitted, not in zechorim, and not in the kevot. But the tumtum, I understand. What do you mean the Torah is being mamayit a tumtum? I mean, a tumtum, isn't a tumtum a suffix? The reason it would be potter is because of suffix, and not because of something that is innately a third sex about a tumtum. So sveiko mitzuch kralam ute sveiko. Why do we need a posik to be mitzia suffix? Of course, the Rishonim ask. According to those who hold that suffix diuraisa is lechumra midiuraisa, not midirabbanan. Remember, it's a big machlokas. This is halacha when you have a suffix. That you go lechumra in a diuraisa and lekula in a dirabbanan. Is that itself a dirabbanan halacha, or is that a diuraisa halacha? Right? So Rambam holds that that's a dirabbanan. But there are many who hold that that's a diuraisa. Midiuraisa, you have to be mahachmir. So then, of course, we need, it's called mutes veika. Everybody at the Miri points out, lechur, from here there's a kasha on those who hold that suffik diuraisa would be lechumra. So here I need to know. But in this case, go lekula. What's wrong with that? Why wouldn't I need a pusik to tell me that? And the truth is, even the Rambam holds that when it comes to the kiyam of a mitzvah asei, then it would be a chumra midiraisa. There's a lot of discussion of the types of things that are included in that. For instance, there's some hutaina that where there's a suffix, whether one is included in the chiyav, it's not shayach to say that the suffix is l'chumra. If you know you're included in the chiyav. Now the question is this the chiyav or is that the chiyav? There you could say it's l'chumra. But first tell me I'm chayav, then I'll discuss how to deal with it. L'kul or l'chumra. If I don't know that I'm chayav, where does it say that I'm supposed to assume l'chumra chiyuva? So that's one teretz that's used. And it provides a lot of yeshiva shetaira. But as you could see, there's a lot of nice lundash issues over here. But in any event, why would I need a pasuk to be mitzia safek? The answer is the Gemara. Omra Abaye, Tisha Beit Savmi, but Chutzak Barabi is recognizably male. His testicles are exposed, so we know he's a male. The only problem is that he's not properly formed in terms of his genitals, so we would need to do an operation to make him a normal male. But Lamaisa, he's currently not Zechur Chadar. He's not a standard male. Omar Mar, you said Kol Zechur Chazur Abot Ataktanim. Didn't the Mishnah say Beferish, Chutz Micheresh Otav Katan? I'm really getting confused. So I thought the Katan was Patur. Omar Abaye Elokash. Kan Bekatan Shigia Lechinuch. Kan Bekatan Shaloi Gia Lechinuch. Stuktanim. What we're talking about over here is the pasuk that's telling us that a katan who is old enough for chinuch is chayav. Katan shegia lechinuch. That's a rabbonan. The rabbonan of the chayav and chinuch. Well, with that part of the mitzvah, we bring a pasuk of kol zechurcha that midiraisa he would be chayav. Inachinami. No. Of course, that's true. We don't mean literally that the pasuk of kol is coming to be marba the katan. The kras is smachta bi'alma. So then, can you tell me what the pasuk is for? I mean, what is the meaning of kol? I appreciate that smachta, but I would like to know what the word means.
So the
Beisharim, this is how they define the That's right. So then, there's a whole different idea over here. The kol is to tell me that the people that are chayev in Re'ia are only people that are like other people in the sense that they can be together with other people. Someone who is a total slob cannot be together with other people. It's an amazing thing. I once actually had this happen. I was on a flight from South Africa, and there were like there were extra seats. There was probably 30, 40 extra seats on the flight, and there was one black guy that was sitting in a seat, and all five rows on either side were completely empty, and everybody else was pushed together, sitting three and three. The smell was just so unbelievable that it was literally impossible to be there. So here we have exactly the same halacha. If somebody is such a slob that it's impossible to be near him, he's not included in Kol Zechurcha. And therefore it comes, Mishi Achol La'alot in Kol Zechurcha. If Lamaisa, other people are going to get off the plane, then there's no Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel for him. So Yotzu Elu She'enam Ru'uyim La'alot in Kol Zechurcha. So that comes to tell me, the Tanya. Acherim Omrim, Hamikametz, Hamikametz is somebody who goes around and he collects dog droppings with his hands. The reason he does this, they didn't have gloves in those days. Certainly couldn't use big, you know, they didn't have surgical gloves. And they used dog droppings as a very important component of tanning.
What?
Tanning. Yeah. So because of this guy, I mean, it takes a very long time to get the smell out of this guy. And a mitzaref nechoshet, so the people who work with copper in the smelting process really smell. And a borsi, a leather worker, is potter min ha-ri'ya. So all of these people are potter min ha-ri'ya because they smell. Mishum shenemar kol zechulcha, mishechol alotim kol zechulcha, yetzer Hashem ri'yin lalotim. Of course, the way the Rambam brings the halacha, it's a classic Rambam's way of looking at this. So the Rambam says, people who work in mekametz, besides the chashish, and so on and so forth, have to be very careful to be clean themselves, to be matired, their begadim, and so on and so forth, and then they should be able to regel. It's not coming to pater them from a leal regel office. It's coming to tell me, if you're going to remain in this state, you won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And you have to go ahead and be matire yourself in order to be kind of
mitzvah.
Yeah, you know, he said, what do you mean? It's not, it can't be done. It can't be done. So that's good for what it's good. You can't compromise on it, because if you do, you'll talk of being, you're going to begirm yourself to be, not to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. You say, oh, it's okay. I mean, I'm in the plane, so what? I got plenty of seats to myself. That's a patur. So you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah like that. That's the meaning of the Gemara.
Who's patur? The guy that doesn't smell is patur because he has to deal with it?
No, we throw him out of the plane.
So you're saying the leader writes that kol is a maik, even though it's not.
It's marvin. Kol zechulcha, all, but they have to be cha. So if kol zechulcha, then it needs to be the kol with the. In this case, it would be marba on the cha. It has to be able to be together with your zechur. They actually had special shul. This we know from the Alexandria, the shul in Alexandria had separate sections. But I mean, that's because of the trades. I mean, that was true in England as well. In almost everything, your trades were, you know, the way that you hung out with everyone was with your particular group. So, Mistana, there's no problem. Our people learned to deal with other people like themselves. There's lots of examples of that. There's some shuls that other people can't daven in.
There,
that's right. That's amazing.
Right? Just saying
no, I'm saying the Rambam is saying it's not saying that they're potter. It's saying that they're more clear.
If you didn't look at that, it's not saying that they can't go. It's
right, that's
not
right.
High, so it's still not free everybody else in the window.
What do you mean?
Saying
that
potter,
us,
yeah.
Oh, but then there's that's a whole shaila. Well, that we'll see later on, whether the chiyuv of the tying to the korban. So this is a whole shaila. We'll get to it on the base. Let's wait till one. It's amazing. Never fails. I only look because my wife is pushing away to get us in. Right. Oh, I didn't know really in the middle of it. I'm sure maybe more. Nashim v'avadim she'inam shuharim. Okay. Nashim, we just saw from Zechurcha, our pot. Avadim, how do we know avadim, our pot? And we're going to ask on this in a moment. Om ravuna amakra el p'nei ha'adon Hashem. Since the posik says, yira'eh ko Zechurcha el p'nei ha'adon Hashem, mi she'in lo el adon echad. Someone who is an eved has an additional adon, and that's his local master. Yatzeh she'ish lo adon acher. Asks the Gemara, what in the world is the pasuk coming to tell me? Kol mitzvah she'isha chayevet ba, eved chayav ba. Kol mitzvah she'ina isha chayevet ba, ina eved chayav ba. Why? Because that we learn from the v'katav la and chufsha lo nitan la. From that hekesh, from that gzera shavah, we learn out that there's a law mi'isha, that the din of an eved is similar to the din of an isha. And therefore, why would I have thought that the Eved would be Chayev if I've already seen that Anisha is not Chayev? Omer Ravina, and here we finally get to what we've talked about right at the opening of the Masechta, where we thought that the meaning of the word Hakol Chayavim is to be Marbe, that perhaps one of the possibilities is coming to be Marbe Chatzi Eved Vechatzi Ben Chayev. Taina is Ravina, that's the whole point of the Pasuk. Because somebody, mi shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin, so I would say that such a person, because of its tzad chayrut, has the chiyuvim of everybody else. So he should be able, he is chayev and re'iyah. And therefore comes on the Pasuk to say, but wait a minute, but he's still partially indentured. I mean, how can he go now? He has another Adin. So that's still true. And therefore he's Pater. And that's a big Kiddush. Deganami, and indeed, take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Noshim Va'avadim. Was it throwing the word She'inan Mishukharim? Isn't an Eved by definition? Not Mishukhar. What's this? She'inan Mishukharim. Well, it means there's no shikhur. So then he's an Eved. Once you say he's an Eved, he's an Eved. I mean, by definition, he can't be freed if he's an Eved. Therefore, Elalab, it means she'inan mishukharim legamre. They are not fully mishukhrar. Oh, so what does that mean? So this was, as we said earlier, Liba, the Mishnah Rishayna. This person has an Adon Acher. So even though it's only on half of him, bottom line is, can he lead his own life? No. He's still can't lead his own life. He can't lead his own life. He can't be Elul Regel. Even on the day that says he can't be Elul Regel, he's not free. He has another other. But now that we have the Mishnah Achreina, so then this no longer applies, not because the Pasuk isn't so, but because it doesn't obtain to the case. Because now the Adin has no legal rights over him, because he'll simply sue the Adin to free him. So that's not true Adnut. Tanur Rabbanan. Shalosh Regalim. Regalim comes to tell me Prat Labale Kabin, which isn't really true, because as we said earlier, Bale Kabin we know from Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. The Tosfos said earlier, don't worry about the drasha later on. The Gemara often does this when it's making a list of drashas or wants to talk about the things that's most obvious. To start explaining to somebody how Shalosh Pa'amim has to do with feet and so on is complicated, so we take the simple drasha. Shalosh Pa'amim Prat Labale Kabin, if he's wearing a prosthetic foot, then that's not considered to be regal. Dover Acher, Shalosh Rigalim, he's got to have full-fledged working feet. Prat Lechiger, so if he's lame, or he's a chole, or he's suma, zakein, if sheni ochola lot baraglav, he can't walk because he needs to have something to poke, or he has these sets like to lean on. Or he can't walk on his feet. What is that supposed to mean? You just said all the cases. Sheni ochola lot baraglav la tuye mai. This comes to include couch potatoes. They don't know how to walk. Their legs have withered. Actually, that's not what it's talking about. People that are too spoiled to walk without shoes. They're always going, ouch, ooh. So they're not allowed to come into the Azara with their shoes. But they can't come in without their shoes. So therefore, since it says, Dichtiv kitavol erot panai, mibi keizot mihetchem remoschat seirad. So what are you doing? Trampling over my yard? Well, you're going to wear something on your feet and trample over my yard? So don't come in. Who needs you? I mean, actually, this isn't the Makor of the Ptur. The Makor of the Ptur is the Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha. Tosfos says, so why do we bring this? I mean, this is from the Navi. It's because we wanted to bring in the context of Re'iya. Ki tavo le'erot panai, mi b'keizot mi'etchem. So you're coming in to be Mekayim your mitzvah of Re'iya, and you're doing it in a way that is Mavaza the Beit HaMikdash. So who asked you to come under those circumstances to be remote Chatzirai? Tana. Ha'arel v'hatamei, additional cases of Ptur on the Chiyav of Riyah. Someone who is an Orel, or someone who is a Tamei, so here he's an Orel not because he doesn't believe in Mila, but because his brothers had died from Mila, so we have now the Chazok of Hemophilia, and therefore he's not allowed to be Nemo, but nonetheless his status is the status of an Orel, or if he's a Tamei, he's Potter from the Riyah. Now, Bishleim HaTamei, I know that a Tame is Potter, and here we're touching really that very sensitive spot. Because remember that back at the very opening words of the Masechta, Kol Chayavim B'Re'iyah, the question is, what does Re'iyah mean? And there too we had a Machlokas Bavli in Yerushalmi. Does Re'iyah mean, well, not everybody holds it's a Machlokas, but at least to be the way Tosfos and the way Rashi understands it. Does Re'iyah mean Re'iyah, the Korban Re'iyah, or does it mean the Aliyah L'Regel Re'iyah, or are those two things one and the same? Which Tosfos explains from the Yerushalmi. So here we actually touch on that issue because the Torah has clearly connected the two. If you take a look at the pasuk, one pasuk leads into the next pasuk in a way that makes it clear that the two are related. So one pasuk says, "Elam akom ashiyiv charashem elkecha bekoshiv tekeb etc. Lishitnot idroshu ubata shama." So you should be doresh to shechina and go to that place. The next pasuk, the very next word, ubata shama, veheivetem shama olotechem vezivchechem etc. Which means that there's a profound connection from the drisha to the shechina in the Beit HaMikdash and the bringing of karbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. And we spoke about yesterday, these are two separate inyanim in Hilchot Beit HaBechira, that the Beit HaMikdash serves two purposes. Here the Torah interrelates those two purposes. So I know that someone who cannot bring karbanos cannot be chayev in the aliyah either, because the two are linked. So since it says uvata shama in one pasuk, it leads directly into veveta shama. So I now know that kosher yeshno bivya yeshno bahava'a. The kosher eno bivya eno bahava'a. If lamaisa, the person is in a matzav in which he's tomei and therefore is osir, so then there's also no chiyev of the korban, which is tremendous chiddush, because lamaisa, I mean, we know that there's the whole question of whether a tomei can be mishaleach korban isav. So if somebody who is chayev in a korban, he himself can't be there because he's tomei. Can he send his korban? It was neither a korban earlier. He sent it with somebody else. He doesn't have to be there himself, does he? But can he appoint somebody to send it for him? So we've had that shaila before. Tosfos is mechalek between the specific korban re'iya. If it can't be re'iya upon him, then it's not shaila to bring the korban. But this is what I was meramis to earlier. There's also questions in the inverse. If there's no chiyuv of re'iya in terms of a korban re'iya for whatever reason, is there an iser in coming re'kam? Is there a chiyuv if you come even if you're not chayev, that then you have to come? Is there a chiyuv every time you come? That we're going to discuss later. Suppose you came one day, brought a chiyuv, now you're coming again for the last day of Yom Tov. Bring a separate carbon each time you walk in. How exactly does it work? Those issues we're going to see later. There's a lot of subtle interrelationships between the two sugyas. But in any event, this particular case is not nogea the overall question of whether a tamei is mishaleach korbanotav, because it's unique to the relationship of re'iya, since the korban is specifically on re'iya. So therefore, a tamei who can't go in can't be yushalayak as korbanos in this case. I don't know, that's a tremendous diak, beautiful diak. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. I have to look into that. Excellent question. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davo, Yoimer. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Did I skip? No, I did skip. I'm sorry. So that I understand. Ela arel minolan. How do we know? That's very nice. I see why a tamei is potter. But why is an arel potter? Because we're going a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you see, is marba arel to have the same dinim as a tamei. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, ish lirabot et ha'arel. So when it says ish bizera aaron v'hu tamei, what's now the double teruah ozav? What's the double lashon of ish to tell me that an orel is also included in this list of the arelim and the, of the metzora and the zav and the tameim? Tomei poter ben arei adiktiv avat hashem ve'evetem shama. Kosh yeshna bevia yeshna bahava'a. Kosh eino bevia eino bahava'a. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoi omer mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Suma ve'achat meinav patur min ariya. This we also spoke about on Daf Beis. Shenemar, this is the way Tosfos has it, yira'eh yir'eh. Kiderach shabal le'ra'ot, the same way the person is coming to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachba lirot. Again, this was the Tosfos felt it was more reasonable to say it that way. So too does he have to come to see. He has to come to see ma ba leiraot b'shteina af lirot b'shteina. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see him with two eyes, so to speak, with a perfect ria, so too he has to come with two eyes. But if he only has one eye, and then he would be potter. Yes, we said it on the reason we said in the beginning, because what was one of the possibilities why that our call is coming to be Marba, but some of the of the low, like this Mandion. But then we were doche, because now he could be coming to tell me Chatziyev, Chatziyev, and Karen. But we had a have a mina that maybe the Mishnah doesn't hold it. Ravuna kimoti lahai kra yera'eh yera'eh bochi. When Ravuna would come to this pasuk, he would start to cry. And he would said, Evet, Rabo mitzapelo liroto. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to see us. He wants to see us the way we want to see him. So such a relationship should be ruined to the point where you trachek minenu. Tivki tavol lirot panai mi bikeisot biyatchem ramos chatzirai. I mean, here the pasuk is begging us to come, and the very same words are used. Whoever asked you to show up and trample my yard? So you're using the leraot in opposite ways. What could be more powerful to point out the change in the love relationship? Ravuna kimati lahaikra bochi. And Ravuna would come to this pasuk. It also relates the same idea. He would cry. Is avachta shlamim v'achalta sham eved sherabo mitzapel echol al shulchano. Unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to bring a carbon that he should have a little bit of. So he's coming to eat on your table. That's the shlomim, the chagiga. So one is b'dayik from Riyah. One is b'dayik over here. Now from the din of shlomim. That then the pasuk says, Lama li rov zivchechem yomar Hashem. Again, it's the same idea. So just like Yeshayahu was telling us, stop trampling my yard. And the next words are, and whoever asked you to bring all of these karbonas, I don't want these karbonas. It's exactly the same idea. Be a good boy and become lovable. There's no answer. It's a disaster. I mean, relationships indeed are violatable. They were violated. You want to know the real answer? I've said it many times. We were dying from the Rambam. Milk is true. The concept of chotzer defines context. That's what chotzer is. The lomali means, or mi bikesh means, obviously, something out of context has nothing to do with what I asked. That's all that it means, right? Any human being would say the same thing. You ask for particular things. I would say a parent asks a child, I'd like you to clean up your room, you know. So the kid acts out the whole day. Whoever asked you for favors, don't clean up your room. It's exactly the same thing. I mean, this is the way you want to do it. This is the context. You really think that's what I meant? That you should be a total idiot and a Russian and everything else and decide this I'm going to do? That I never asked for, and you know perfectly well I never asked for. That's the pshat mimikesh. That the Rambam says is true of all mitzvahs. You can't go making a context for yourself and then claiming, but I'm doing exactly what he said. It's nothing in common with what I said. But I'm a dayak in every last detail, exactly like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, has nothing to do with me. It happens to be the church also holds that. No, what does that have to do with me? You make up a new religion, and it happens to be that you have to have mitzvahs in that religion. What does that have to do with my mitzvahs? Exactly the same thing, says the Rambam. That's someone who doesn't do tshuva means he's leading his own life according to his own values. And it happens to be that he also keeps mitzvahs, but those mitzvahs are not my mitzvahs. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel, I think, actually. Gimel, sorry. Yeah. Rabbi Lozer kimati lahai krobok. Rabbi Lozer came to this pasuk, he would cry. V'lo yachlu echav la'anot oto kinivalu mipanav. So here's Yosef's brothers. They couldn't answer him, and they went into shock. So matu chachasho basar v'damkat. When the human being can force someone to see reality to such an extent that he drops dead of shock. So atu chacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achat kama v'kama. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochiach a person, l'yom adin, imagine the way that one feels. Rav Elazar kimati l'haikra bochi. Rav Elazar saw this in the pasuk Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. After Shaul brought up Shmuel from the dead with the Isha Ahav, he said, Lomir gastani la'alototi. Why did you scare me? Because he didn't say he scared me half to death. He says, but you frightened me. Why was he frightened? Obviously, Shmuel HaTzadik HaYam Mityarei Min HaDin. So Shmuel HaTzadik was terrified at being called, thinking maybe I'm being invited in, subpoenaed now for a mishpat. So Ono Alachas Kama V'Kama. How do we know that Shmuel was terrified of Din? Dichtiv V'Tomer HaYisha El Shaul Elohim Ra'iti Olim. That Olim, Lashon Rabim, Olim, so what? I thought he asked to bring up Shmuel. Who's the Olim? Olim Shrei. There were two, and there was at least two people there. So Chad was Shmuel. Well, who was the other one? The other one must be Ve'idav, the other Shmuel, Ve'atila Moshe Ba'adet. Shmuel called Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, listen here, Yomer Chas V'Shalom Ladinam Mitba'ina, maybe I'm being called to Din, I need you. Kumba Adoy, come with me. The Lekha Milta, the Kataf, to be all right, to the Lekha Amtia. There's nothing you wrote in the Torah, I wasn't Mekayim. So Tosfos says, what the heck is Moshe supposed to be there for? What's he going to do? What, he's supposed to be a witness, a character witness. What does he know about Shmuel? They weren't contemporaries. He's calling up. Torah says the most amazing thing. This is also something my Rebbe used to also always talk about. He's saying, obviously he's not coming as a character witness. Shmuel's not worried that he did something wrong. He knows he didn't do anything wrong. What he's worried about is maybe that he was wrong in what he thought was right. That's the problem. So he said to Moshe, it's amazing Tosfos. He said to Moshe, look, they may say I'm crazy, okay? But they're not going to say, you're crazy, you're the guy who gave it. And there's no question, you must have darshaned it the same way I did. Any normal human being would do that. I don't know what they think up here, but I need you. And you say, kach darash the gamani. I also thought that's what it meant. God, come on. So that's the case. You see from here, it's not the pshat. The person isn't nitpa. Someone who's on a darga is not nitpa on his averis. He doesn't have averis. His whole life is one big averis because everything is wrong. So mumela, what you got to worry about is the errors in thinking, not the things that you did. That's Rachman al-Tzam, you know, your attacker did things, I'm saying, but otherwise, this is the issue. So it's an amazing thing. So this is the rogues. This is what he's terrified of. Rabami. Kimoti lahaikra, when Rabbani came to this pasuk, he started to cry. Yitain ba'afar pihu, ulai yesh tikva. Fill your mouth with dirt, maybe there's still hope. Hulei haivu ulai, a guy is already, I mean, he's got nothing left. He's living in the dirt. He's ready to accept absolute, complete bitul ba'afar. And still it's only maybe. Maybe there's some hope. Rebbe. Rabbi Ami rather. Kimoti lahaikra bochi. Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, ulai tisatru biyom af Hashem. So if you go and constantly search for tzedek, and then maybe tisatru, maybe you'll be able to be hidden on the day they drop the bombs. Kulei haivu ulai, maybe. A person who spent his whole life being mavakish tzedek. Not enough. Ravasi kibata lahaikra bochi. Sinura, hate, all evil. Ve'evu tov, ve'atzigu bashar mishpat. Ulai echanan Hashem elokeitz v'akot sherit Yosef. He said, my kulei haivu ulai. Rav Yosef, kiboti lahai krobochi. V'yesh nisper v'lo mishpat. Sometimes people die for no reason. You know, we'll talk tomorrow about the Gemara asks, how is it possible such a thing? But that's what it says. People die without justice. You're telling me the world is unjust. That's the Gemara, which we're referring to.
Heaven can wait?
Yeah.
That a guy that was taken was in his house.
Oh, okay. That's Mamish the Sugya. Tomorrow's Sugya. Yeah. We'll get to
the... He says, hey, I'm not on your list.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
what happens here in the Gemara. Yeah. It was based on...
The angel said, when Whitman was on a bike,
he
was headed towards the tunnel, the car was going
away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The angel had
Rachmanis
on him and took him early.
He took him early.
Uh-huh. Well, here the story was they just had the wrong last name.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of strange Muslim in the story. As we'll see tomorrow. But kivan de avdina lekulo havilu kamish nagach shor vechamor vegamal venasem muad lekol. Omrif Papa, I got to tell you that Ishmael Levun had a Tanya. Ezel shotezema abed komash notnim lo. Unquote. Havi hadarbe. He boy look ki havi hadarbe mi mikarek suto who davi hadarbe? Because I mean that's basically the same idea. The damyale odume mikulo havi hadar. Take. The tumtum van drogas, turn around. The vocals of Kurcha. Zachur itself is also on Hashem. Zuchurcha, it's also tumtum van drogas. Kol zuchurcha is a rabot at aktanim. Oh, mama, Zachur lotzi et anashim. No lomeli kro. Mirte, mitzvah tase shazman gorma, vachom mitzvah tase shazman gorma, nashim turot. אמר רבי אלוקה שכאן בקוטן שהגיע לחינוך, כאן בקטן שלא הגיע לחינוך. קטן שהגיע לחינוך, That's only Drabbanan. Inachinami, Kras Machta Biyama. So what's the Pasuk for? Look at the Achirim, the Tani Achirim, Amen. What's this Eina Meshuchorim business? Ela Mishena Meshuchorim literally at all. It's a Seyav Anim Stoma. Ela Lav Shena Meshuchorim Legamre. But they're partially Meshuchorim. Mind you, Mishchetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin. Shema Amina that they're Potter Aliba the Mishna Rishena. Hachikir Vasumu Vachoyla Vazaken Tarabon. Regalim Prat Vabale Kabin. Regalim Prat Vachikir Lachoyla Vasumu Vazakim Shen Yochel Lalot Baragla. Any Yochel Lalot Baragla Latuy Mai. Omar Rova Latuy Mefanke. The Kiv, Kitavoli Rot Ponai. Mi be Kesot Miatchem Ramos Hatsev. Tana. Ha'arel Vatame Turimina. It's a Mishnah Tame. Okay, it says what the Shama Vivita Shama. But oral minola, amoni Rabbi Akiva, the marve oral ketame, the tanya Rabbi Akiva, omer ish, the rabot the tarel, tana rabana tamei patur minari iad the tivu vata shama vevitem shama kosh yeshna bevia yeshna bavo vachashen bevia ne bavo. Rabbi Yochanan bedavo yomer mishum Rabbi Yehuda asuma beachat meinav patur minari yash nemer yira eir e kiderek shabali raot kach bali raot ma bali raot b'shteinav after b'shteinav. Ravuna kimati like rayera eyere bochi omer evich rabo mitzapelo liroto yitrachet mimeno tachlifiki tavole raot panai mi bikezot miyatchen mermos chatzirai ravuna kimati like rabochi vizavachta shomim vachalta shon evich rabo mitzapelo echol shulchano yitrachet mimeno to a point where it says lomo lirov zizpefem yomar Hashem. Rabbi Elazar The other Shmuel, Vatila Moshe, the Amalek. Tumor Chas Vishalom Ladina mit Paina, Kumba Adoy, to like a milta, the Kataf, to be a writer, the Lok Yamtia. Rabami, Kimat, the High Krabof, Yitin, Bafor, Piu, Ulai, Yesh, Tikvam, Kule, Hai, Ulai. Rabami, Kimat, the High Krabof, Bikshut, Bakshut, Sedek, Bakshonava, Ulai, Tisatrub, Yoma Fashem, Oma Kulai, Kule, Hai, Ulai. Rabazi, Kimat, the High Krabof. Sinura ve'avutov etzigu b'shar mishpat ulai yechanin Hashem elokei tzvakot kulei hai ve'ulai Rav Yosef kimat elai krabachi ve'yesh nisper ve'lo mishpat.